I put a great big piece of it on there. Well, an hour before I'm going to bed, I put a great big piece on it, and I got a screen, a big screen I put around there, and all sparks and anything hits it, well, I don't come out on the floor and hit you. I just put a big old chunk on there, and I got a cot there in the hallway there. That a lot of cold nights or anything, it pulls up, I just roll it up and run it in here and sleep right in here.
You don't have any electric heaters?
I don't have any electric heaters. I have gas heaters when the St. Joe Natural Gas Company coming in put in. The first 600 signed up with them. They done their work plumbing free, and I signed up. And I got the pipes all under my house. I have a gas heater in my bedroom, and I have a fitting there if I ever want to do away with wood. Mm-hmm. And put me a gas log heater in there. I got the fitting already there. All they got to do is connect it up and put my heater in. Mm-hmm. And all my bedrooms is the same way. And even my electric stove, I got a gas fitting in there in case I want to go from electricity to gas. I got it there.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney, you call that?
Sir.
Any other name for that?
Not that I know of.
You ever call it smut?
Well, the name smut is an old word. This here that hangs in your chimney, I've always heard it called soot. It'll catch a fire. Now that stuff that's been hanging there all this summer, the first fire that I built this winter in that fireplace, that stuff will catch a fire. It dried out. My mother died the 3rd day of August in 1951. When Mama was living, I was working at the paper mill, and I come home one morning. I got the graveyard shift, they called it at night. Mm-hmm. And when I come out in, it come out a cold northeast drizzle that night. And I come in easy and quiet, and it's cold, and I was going to build a fire and all for Mama before she got out of bed. Had room on, but she come in here. Mm-hmm. I either only got my wood and fixed it all and a bunch of paper. Wasn't thinking about my soot in there. And the gardener was supposed to, I had a cypress shingle roof on it then to catch fire with spark. But when I put all of that stuff in there, that soot caught a fire and it sounded like a train coming. I rolled and skidded. I knew them sparks were going to just fall all over them things. I never thought about them being wet much. Skidding was so bad. I run out and I grabbed the ladder and the garden hose had it on the speaker and on top of the roof I was. Well, all of that, it woke Mama up. Mm-hmm. Come out. What in the world's going on? What are you doing? I told her what happened. She said, maybe you want to have sense enough not to do that. And I said, well, I didn't. I said, I tried to get a fire bill. That room would be warm when you got up. But it'll catch a fire.
And the things that you have to shovel out of the fireplace.
I got a little shovel that's inside that fireplace. Mm-hmm. In the spring, when I get through it, it ain't going to use it anymore. I clean all them ashes out and put them out in the garden and I put my dough in. Mm-hmm. My fire-poking shovel is all inside of that. Fire-poker is the stuff mm-hmm. you move your wood around with.
And the
sawdust
thing
system
that you have in the room, this thing that I'm sitting in, you call that a...
That was my daddy's old chair that he had at the foot of his bed. When Papa went to bed for the night, he sat in that chair and took his shoes off. Mm-hmm. And he got up the next morning, he sat in that chair and put his shoes on. I got the varnish and cleaned it up this morning.
You sold most of
your... Sold a lot of stuff in the last few years since my last brother died. Didn't need it, it's too much fun. I like to keep things, I like to see my chairs and things shining and shining.